It is a scenario that has become all but routine, an act of piracy on the high seas by Somalis. This time, the pirates have hijacked 3 fishing vessels from Thailand, with a total crew of 77 Thais aboard the ships. But what is unusual is that it has taken place more than 1,900 kilometers east of the African coast. Commander John Harbour is at the European Union's Naval Force Maritime Security Center.
Since the European Union Naval Force arrived in the Gulf of Aden and Somali Basin in the Indian Ocean back in December 2008, this is the furthest hijacking that we are aware of. In fact, it's closer to the Indian coast than it is to the Somali coast.
Patrols by European and American warships have compelled the pirates to venture farther from their home waters. Authorities say the crews of the Thai fishing boats appear safe and that the hijacked vessels are heading towards the Somali coast. Commander Harbour tells VOA News this latest incident, so far away from Somalia, should serve as a wake-up call for the international community.
What EUNAVFOR would like to see, and probably other commanders in the area, would be for all regional players now to take this threat seriously, and for all regional players in the area to join us in fighting this scourge, this criminal activity.
Somali pirates are blamed for seizing more than 20 vessels since the beginning of last month and are holding more than 200 crew members hostage. Piracy is a lucrative, albeit dangerous, business. Shipping companies are known to pay hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars in ransom for the release of their crews and vessels. The Seafarers Assistance Program estimates there are 1,500 active pirates working for 7 major syndicates in the waters between India and Africa. The group says the pirates' missions are financed by criminals in a number of countries besides Somalia, including Lebanon, Kenya, and the United Arab Emirates. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.